Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop,
you have a lot of nerve.
Don't talk to me like that.
Or what?
Seriously.
Or what?
Let me tell you something about Erica Jane from Atlanta. I love that bitch.
Hot boy, white boy summer. Got your favorite Instagram bitch DM in her number.
I don't have to do the whole summer, but we can sure do a little white boy weekend.
Candy told me about the bitch over that bolo all night. But I'm a keep it sealed.
Well, I didn't talk about bolo more than the women on Real Housewives talk about bolo.
Have you ever slept with a stripper?
No.
It's a lie.
Joey!
That's so hard. The last thing he should have ever done is let that guy wrap a lie detector test around his waist and fingers.
You should redeem yourself. I'm looking at you like you're a mess. You're a mess.
Everyone go to my Instagram. It'll be my profile picture by the end of the night.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. My ride or die Hunter is here as always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ride or die, really?
Yeah, sure.
Nina made me a plate of food. Not too long ago.
I didn't make you a plate of food.
By the way, and she said that that's a very big thing.
Hi, Kim.
Thing.
Kim Whitley is here.
Hey, yeah.
I never made you a plate of food.
You made me a plate.
You didn't make me a plate of crawfish and then make me a drink. You didn't make me a drink?
I made you a drink, but you made the plate.
And that's very important detail. Get up off her.
You made the plate. Okay. The trailer for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills dropped today. I'm so excited. It does not disappoint. Erica is obviously stressing out over her husband's embezzlement scandal, and she is not the one to play with.
With any of the lawsuits, like, did you have a heads up? Is that why you got divorced?
No, I did not.
How much is that?
$1.2 million.
Wow.
To kick in a little something to buy me somewhere.
You need to kick in my legal fund, you bitch.
Crystal, Minkoff!
Crystal!
Why have you been hiding this body?
I'm going with my friend.
He's too damn old.
I know!
He's old. And he's got three kids.
I am not a liar. You have a lot of nerve.
Don't talk to me like that.
Or what?
Seriously.
Or what?
Or nothing.
Right, exactly. Shut up.
Let me tell you something about Erica Jane. From Atlanta. I love that bitch.
It's like she took the Nina Parker masterclass of shutting people the up.
She said, or what?
Or what?
That is my favorite two words.
That's it. She said it like a sister to or what.
Erica was about to get in that ass.
Ooh, oh my God, I got scared.
I don't ever want a woman to say, or what?
I mean, I don't care if you say it, just be prepared for what comes afterwards. Because you say, or what, that's a whole different conversation.
Say it.
You tell somebody, or what, be prepared for what comes afterwards. Like, this lady wasn't prepared.
No,
she said, or nothing. It seems she's a little spicy this season, though.
Man.
I just think it's weird that she got divorced when, like, the money became an issue. Because isn't marriage, like, not about the money? Isn't it about love?
No, I don't think that's... We're not going to do that because there were... Erica has posted screen grabs of alleging that Tom was stepping out in the marriage. She's posted... She found conversations. There was allegations of another woman, so it wasn't about... Like, that's kind of what sparked.
Well, I'm still mad at Hunter. What's wrong with stepping out when the money gets fun? Are you crazy? The money got funny, but I've been living a certain lifestyle for 20-some years. What do you want me to do now, huh? Well, I've been used to this kind of lifestyle. Now you want me to downsize and go through some things? No, she should be on edge. Or what? That's what she needs to say.
She gonna be saying or what in court. I think she needs to get shirts to say or what.
Or what?
Yeah. And wear them all over, because I'm here for it. But we're gonna move on. We also have to talk about Travis Barker's naughty Instagram message, which is getting a lot of attention right now. So over the weekend, he posted all day, I dream about sex with you, and tagged his lady, Kourtney Kardashian. So first he tattoos her name on his chest. Now this, I mean, they really got it moving and grooving, don't they?
Oh my God, I love it. I love seeing her with him.
I like her with him too.
Yeah, he's all rough and Christian.
Christian?
He loves the Lord. You know, he's got that rough, you know.
Okay.
He loves the Lord.
He also loves Kourtney.
You tattooed
a woman's name on your chest a few months in?
It's different. Look at that. You can't even see it on the other tattoos. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't count.
That would be easy to cover up.
I got a tattoo of a girl's name, it would be like, you know, porn ink on just a white canvas. Like, that you would see it.
You need to get this sun.
I won't like
this sun one good time.
No.
Yeah.
But you're right. Name. You got to date her. Yeah. Like Kim.
Yeah. Exactly. Three letters. You know what I mean? Something quick. But I kind of love them together. I feel like he really is all about her. You can tell that they're having good sex.
I just sympathize for the kids in this situation who've got to, like, deal with their parents talking about wanting to f*** each other on Instagram.
Right.
Like, my dad posts embarrassing stuff, but he has yet to say, can't wait to go home and f*** my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
Another day, another J-Lo conspiracy. She just posted photos without her engagement ring on, and fans are kind of losing their s***. So they think it's a clue that she's done with A-Rod. What are we thinking here? Is this intentional?
When you throw your arm out the window and do a dance, it's not like peace to the world, peace. She's like this. And no, come on,
yeah,
with that
bye-bye.
Hand, why is she doing it with this hand?
Ugh.
Why is she doing it with that hand?
Ugh. That's a bye-bye. I said it. I don't think they're staying together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on.
Yeah. No way.
I think they tried to save face with the reconnection when she was, you know, out filming. Oh. But I think this might be done, you guys. I'm kind of agreeing
I'm so depressed
with everybody else. I think it might be
done.
Come
on, J-Lo.
And, you know, we know J-Lo moves fast, so she might have a new man by the summer, child.
She looks so good, by the way.
She does look good.
Oh, my God.
She looks how you're supposed to look after a breakup. That's why I think they're broken up.
Yep.
Because she's looking how you're supposed to look after a breakup.
If A-Rod, I've obviously said I love J-Lo,
look,
but if A-Rod reached out to you and said, I'd love to take you out on a date in like a month or so, would you go?
Ugh, I don't know.
He can call me right now. Are you kidding me? J-Lo ain't tight. I love you, J-Lo, but let A-Rod call me right now.
All right, you guys. So Tom Hanks has 2 Oscars, 7 Emmys, and 5 Golden Globes, but his son, Chet, has White Boy Summer, and now he is taking it to the next level. He shot a music video and just released a little teaser. Hot boy, white boy summer. Got your favorite Instagram bitch DMing her number. Woo. Hit the strip club of Mike Thunder. Woo. She let me beat it, I'm a white boy wonder. Kim, I would love your thoughts.
Oh my gosh, I love him.
You do?
Oh
yeah.
My gosh, he's kind of hot. I was like, all right, check.
You like it?
I did like it. I was not expecting it. I'm glad I didn't watch it.
Would you spend White Boy Summer with him?
What? I don't have to do the whole summer, but we can sure do a little White Boy Weekend.
People are wondering how this could possibly be Tom Hanks' son.
That is so funny. He has these sons that are total opposite.
Yeah.
Tom, I think this is who Tom Hanks truly is. It's Chet Hanks. But he puts on this persona of like America's dad kind of thing.
Yeah.
I really love this for Chet Hanks. I think White Boy Summer, we're just an underrepresented community right now.
Yes.
So I love that we now have a summer.
Well, now you have an anthem, and apparently it's going to be out this week. So when I drive by you, you know, maybe I'll be hearing it come out of your car.
No, it'll be classical music for sure. I like to relax, no road rage. But then, yeah, it'll be fun. I'm excited. We've been talking about having a whole summer, so this is nice.
This seems like it's right in line with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
Kim's
going to
be listening.
I'll be rocking to it. Come on, Chet.
Oh, my God. All right, we got to take a break. But coming up, does Hunter have what it takes to be on the new Magic Mike reality show?
Oh, Lord.
Next.
Obviously, I do.
Oh. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. All right, few things are more fun to watch than reality stars losing their shit. That's why it's time for Reality Check!
Reality Check!
So we got to get into the latest Atlanta Housewives drama. Okay, so for months and months, fans have been asking, did Portia have sex with Bolo the stripper? And hallelujah, we may finally have closure.
If you're not right now, I can go blow the belt and tell I don't play it off and no candy hurt you.
Who all you think was more than me?
Oh, I know.
Don't put me in the belly.
I know, but she knows she better stop.
Candy told me about the bitch over that f***ing Bolo all night, but I'm a keep it sealed.
But I'm just telling you now, when I know everything, and when I'm a good friend, and I'm gonna sit here and be quiet and bow down to my friend, and no matter if I ain't her friend, she's still my friend. So when she goes to sleep at night, that's between her and God, baby. That's all I gotta say.
Why do you think you're whispering on reality TV? Everything is mic'd. She was like, you know, we can hear you.
She was whispering into the mic. She's like, did you know?
This is my question. Why does everybody care so much if Portia slept with this stripper? Like, I just genuinely could care less.
Is she in a relationship?
She was in a relationship with her child's father. They're off and on. Oh. This was an off moment. I don't even think they're on yet. What? So what difference does it make?
Because then they can hold something against you.
Right.
It's not like, oh, she slept with this guy who got all this money, this baller. She slept with a stripper. I mean, Bolo is wonderful and fine, but it's still a stripper.
Oh, my God.
I've met him in person.
But that's what loves to tell this story, I
oh
feel like.
Oh, my God, you met
well,
Bolo.
Well, you talk about Bolo more than women on Real Housewives talk about Bolo.
Love Bolo.
All right, last night, 90 Day Fiancé, they had their two-hour tell-all. But some things Jovi may not have wanted his wife Yara to know, like his past with some strippers and what really went down at his bachelor party.
In your home. All right, let's do it. Jesus. He's talented. It's his bachelor party.
Happy marriage. I'll be here for your divorce party.
Oh, perfect. I'm the friend like to send y'all to upstairs. Show them a very good time.
Oh. That's the first time you saw that, right?
I never seen this scene before.
Ooh.
Jovi don't tell me nothing, which he was doing it.
Oh. Let's see what happened when Jovi was on 90 Day Bears All and took a lie detector test so we could get to the bottom of his racy past.
Have you ever slept with a stripper?
No.
It's a lie.
Jovi!
That's so hard. What a first question. You couldn't have warmed up to it first.
Oh, my gosh, Jovi!
Oh, no.
That's a terrible...
Okay, so not only did he apparently sleep with these strippers, he never told her about this happening. So the first time she's finding out is on set. Kim, what are you doing?
First of all, I'm mad. It's 90 Day Fiancé. You don't know me. We don't know each other. I can do stuff. Come on, we just getting to know each other.
Yeah, but they're engaged at this point.
Hey, I had a longer past and we've been engaged. We just met. Give me some time to give you the information.
I am shocked.
Another 90 days. I'm gonna let it out.
I like having Kim on the show because it makes
She's
me look
worse
like
than you.
I look like a moral, like I look like a professor of morality. It's
you
great.
Do.
And
you
what
do.
What was wrong with sleeping with the stripper? I'm trying to. They were not.
They're engaged.
But wasn't at the bachelor party?
Yes.
That's when you let them do everything.
No.
They definitely went to the champagne room. Balloon room.
What's the balloon room?
I don't know. You make balloon animals or something like that.
Oh, my God. What?
I don't know.
All right. But mind you, she was home pregnant with their baby while he was at the strip club.
Oh, see?
Yikes.
They shouldn't have been doing nothing.
The last thing he should have ever done is let that guy wrap a lie detector test around his waist and fingers.
I don't understand the delusion of a man who knows that he slept with strippers and agrees to take a lie detector test.
It's television. Put pressure on.
I think men really think they can trick the lie detector.
They really believe they can trick it.
We all
think
we got it. You believe your lies when you tell. You know, he really believes in his
because
mind.
Because he doesn't watch Maury Povich. He don't watch Dr. Phil.
Right. So apparently Jovi is saying, yeah, okay, I slept with the stripper, not that stripper. So he was saying it was confused. It was a confusion with the.
Yeah.
I can't even tell his lie.
That was smart.
I can't even tell his lie straight.
How do you know that was a lie?
Yeah, because did you see his face?
I'm going, okay.
You ain't gotta save these men, Kim. You ain't gotta do it, sis.
That's what I
think.
You don't have to save them. Oh, man, this is such a mess. Okay, you guys, speaking of strippers, Channing Tatum's new reality competition is coming to HBO Max. So the real Magic Mike is looking for 10 men who will compete for a spot in his live Vegas show. But based on these skills, do we think Hunter might have a little shot?
Why are you checking the box?
Man, horrible. Horrible.
No, it's that little string hanging.
Yeah.
You should have got like a bigger string.
You should redeem yourself, because that was, you looked a mess.
Yeah, can you do better?
You think that I just watch a replay, which is put into the show to embarrass me.
Yeah.
And the first thing I'm gonna do is go, let's do it again, boys.
No.
Let's redance.
You should redeem yourself in some way, though.
Yeah.
Kim, are you gonna watch this show? Are you gonna watch this Mountain Mike show?
Magic Mike, whatever he is. I'm watching all of it. I wanna see, look at the competition, because some of these guys, you know, I watch it.
Would you be a judge on this show?
I would be a judge.
Okay, we gotta tell Channing.
Tell Channing, because the dancing, I'm looking at their technique.
You sure are.
Yeah.
Yes. You sure are, yes.
Okay.
And you know, you ain't never lied more than you lied today.
But I will apply for the baby oil application.
Okay, gotcha.
I gotta make sure it's a slick.
Well, Channing, Kim is looking. You know.
Channing,
All right. You guys, we got to take a break. But up next, a bridezilla is asking guests for better gifts to get better food. Plus, a woman reveals she was catfished 25 times in 1 year. Yikes. Back. Sometimes people are horrible. Other times they're just clueless. So we are going to sort out their messes. Who is ready for Hater Debater? All right. Over on Reddit, people are sharing bizarre dates that instantly made them say, nope. Here are a few of the most disturbing. Someone posted catching your date eating his boogers.
Ooh.
Ew.
It's very juvenile. Another person said having a date clean her glasses by licking them.
Which I've seen before.
You've seen someone do that?
Yeah. Like, it's insane, but I've seen people do it. When I was in, like, high school, there'd be, like, this one girl who would, like, lick her glasses, and then she'd put it on her shirt.
That's so disgusting.
She'd go like that.
Yeah, I guess if you wear glasses all the time.
I've never seen that in my life, thank God. All right, well, the worst one, though, is someone shared having a guy answer a call from his mom during sex.
That's funny.
That's funny?
It's his mama.
You think it's funny, too?
What if it's important? What if something's going wrong?
There you go.
You know, I get nervous. My mom calls me. She might need me.
First of all, my phone is going to be on silent, number one.
Okay, you're right.
But also, like,
my phone's going to be in my pocket.
Hunter, you put your phone in another room, by the way.
My phone's in my pocket.
All right, now, if you think that your dating life sucks, you have nothing on Samantha. The mom of two told The Daily Record she was catfished 25 times on dating apps in 1 year. And one date even tried to swap her at a swingers club. Is this her problem?
Let me do my impression of her, right? Brad Pitt's on the app again. Let me go on a date with them.
Why didn't she just FaceTime with them?
Yeah.
She said apparently like some guys used like male model pictures, which is whatever. There's catfish out there. There are ways to avoid catfish by
FaceTiming.
I mean, as soon as you feel like you're feeling somebody, if you're meeting them on an app, you gotta FaceTime. They have them in the app now. You can FaceTime in the app.
Totally, and it's pretty casual nowadays. You could say like, hey, do you mind if we FaceTime before I just wanna talk and set up the date.
Mm-hmm.
That's normal. The other thing you can do is if you don't wanna do that, you send them a little video message, throughout your day, you're talking, and instead of a text back, you send them a little video message being like, hope you're, to whatever you said,
right.
Hope you're having a good day. And if they don't send one back or acknowledge it,
mm-hmm.
then you go,
Why didn't you send one back?
Yeah. Do you do app dating at all?
Yes, I have.
You have?
But I absolutely would see the person.
Right.
You're only going to talk to them so long.
Right.
Until you say, you know what? Because people put old pictures up as just for that reason.
That's very true.
You want to see if that side tooth is missing.
That's the side tooth.
Yeah, because they take a picture of the formula like this. But then they turn and all this is gone.
This is very specific to a situation Cam was in.
You sound like a lot of old black men on the app chat. I feel like you might be talking to my uncle. Okay. All right. We have a greedy bridezilla. So she sent out RSVP cards to her wedding with a major catch. So the more a guest spends on a gift, the better meal option they get. So there's tiers, apparently. There's silver, golden, and platinum levels. Platinum gets you lobster, but you will need to spend over $1,000.
I'll slap the hell out of her.
Is this tacky?
Oh, that is so tacky.
It's just like, that, what?
That is, come on now.
It's a little tacky. So the lower tier is like the loving gift, and these gifts are all lower than like $250. So with that, you'll get chicken or swordfish. Silver tier is $250 to $500, and you'll get sliced steak and poached salmon. And then the golden gift is $500 to $1,000, and with that, you get the filet mignon and lobster
Okay,
tails.
So what do you get for a blender? Because that's what I give. I give all couples a blender. Are you kidding me? I don't know whose wedding this is.
It's, you know what the thing is? It's like, I don't mind spending a good amount of money on a wedding gift, but I don't like it when you're forced to.
Nobody wants to be asked to get a good gift for right. somebody. Like, if someone does something nice for you, you just want to do something nice back. Right. But if they go, I'm going to do something nice for you. If...
Right.
I hate swordfish.
You do?
Yeah, I'm not a big swordfish guy. And also, chicken at a wedding seems like... It's not the right time to have chicken.
What do you mean? Most weddings have chicken.
I know, but you always go for the steak or the fish instead.
Okay.
The people who get chicken are the people with kids who want to cut it up and give it to their kids.
I don't think you've been to a lot of weddings.
And is this your family? I'm not giving even my best friend. Now, I might get her something nice. But your people, you know, you get invited to weddings all the time.
This is just shady.
But this is what you do. You go to Crate and Barrel. It's a great place to get a wedding gift.
Oh, my God. Steal?
You put $100 on a gift card. You put it in the sleeve, and you put $1,000 on the sleeve. And you give them that as the gift. All
Brilliant.
Of a sudden, you're getting steak and lobster, and they've got a $100 gift card to Crate and Barrel.
Oh, my gosh.
Brilliant.
You are a little hustler.
Yeah.
You're a little hustler. Brilliant. That's what I'm going to do for your gift.
I wouldn't do that to somebody who didn't do some thing like gift-based food options.
Oh, my
gosh. But you deserve it.
We are out of time, you guys. Join us again tomorrow night. Set your DVRs. We will see you then. We're so sorry for him. Good night.
You're welcome. Man, take notes.
Oh, my God.